Last week, I scooped my pet fish out of his aquarium and loaded him into an empty Tim Hortons cup full of water. The clear kind they serve iced caps in. And that's where he stayed for the next 2 days as I moved to Sault Ste. Marie. Luckily, we both made it north in good shape. I'm in a new apartment with my family, and Douglas is back in his aquarium. Neither of us seem like we're going to die just yet, but there's still time enough for that. After spending nearly 3 years as a City Hall reporter with Aurelia Matters, this week is my first at Sault today. I got to know Aurelia like the back of my hand during my time there, and now I can't drive home from work without Google Maps. Hopefully that's a problem I can remedy soon as I get out and cover news all over the city. I'm really looking forward to getting to know the area and telling the community's stories. On my first day, I wrote a 77-word story on two bands I'm unfamiliar with coming to town this summer. Killing It. As someone who spent most of his childhood in Elliott Lake running around in the woods, it's good to be in Northern Ontario again. It'll be even better once the snow melts. Packing up my wife, infant son, and fish to move to Sault Ste. Marie in February is one of the more interesting choices I've made, but I have a good feeling it'll turn out well. This whole region is one of the most beautiful areas around, and now I get to live here again and do the work I love while I'm at it. I'm a pretty lucky guy in that regard. I still have quite a few boxes to unpack, but I'm sure I'll be up and running soon, and maybe even getting back and forth from work without the assistance of an iPhone. In the meantime, if you see a tall guy with a bewildered, just got out of bed expression running around town with a camera, feel free to say hi. You may need to point me in the right direction.